And now, Kindelach, we are starting the 16th chapter of the story of Reb Moshe, Alter Rebbe's Elta Zede. And we were hearing about Reb Moshe's teacher, Moshe's Rebbe. Reb Moshe's Rebbe's name was a very big guy called Reb Asher Yonason. He was called the Eisener Cup because he had a very strong and smart head. Now, who was this Reb Asher Yonason? So, it's a very interesting story about him, which we started to talk about last week. We'll give a little summary, because Meir Shleiman wasn't here. Reb Asher Yonason's father, Meir Shleiman, he wasn't here to hear the story, so we want to start from so he knows what's going on. So, Reb Asher Yonason's father was a Yid called Reb Yisrael Chaim.
Reb Yisrael, he had a lot of brothers and sisters.
That's right, very good. Now, this Reb Yisrael Chaim was a very, very, he knew how to learn a little bit, but he wasn't anything special when it came to learning, because Poznan was filled with goyim. But he was famous and special because of a different reason, because of his maisim tovim. He was very, very, did a lot of mitzvahs. And what was one of the things that he loved to do especially was he loved children. He loved to give. He loved Yiddish Kindelach. And the way it worked was every Friday before the Kindelach went home from Cheder, Reb Yisrael Chaim would come to the Cheder, to every Cheder in town. He would walk around in all the Chadarim and he would give out candy to the Kindelach. All different things, just candy, all different nash, different cookies, then raisins and almonds and nuts. And he said that it's L'chavit Shabbos and he would remind the Kindelach to come to shul for Kabbalah's Shabbos, and in the morning for Shachris. Now, when they did come to shul, Rabbi Yisrael Chaim, who was there first, would gather all the Kindelach around him. He was like a special candy man, but he wasn't stam a candy man. He would gather the Kindelach around him, and he would make sure that they should say Baruch Baruch Shmoy and Amen and Kedusha, and they should bow by Baruch Hu and say Shema and well, Davin as much as they could.
Oh, yeah, like you don't bow down by Baruch Hu when you're by
Mitzvah,
you know, like
that's by Moedim. Yeah. Now if there was a Yeladis, if there was a mommy who had a baby in the city, Rabbi Yisrael Chaim would take the Kindelach to her house before the priest to read Shema. For the Vachnach, Now, another thing, Rabbi Yisrael Chaim was always making sure that the little Kindelach here, guys, this is very important, that the little Kindelach should wear a yarmulke and behave like Yiddish Kindelach should behave. And anything that the teachers and the melamdim couldn't do about getting the Kindelach ready, Rabbi Yisrael Chaim would do it. He had such love and such simcha to take care of Yiddish Kindelach.
What was it?
What was what?
I don't know.
What did Rabbi
say? Now, this was all Kindelach, but Rabbi Yisrael Chaim was especially careful with Kindelach who were Leide Yisoymim. Yisoymim means that they didn't have a mommy or a tati. And such Kindelach, Rabbi Yisrael Chaim and his wife would take care of them as if they were own Kindelach. Now, this is... Now, even though Rabbi Yisrael Chaim was so devoted to Yiddish Kinder, he and his wife themselves were not matzliach to have children. And this is what we said, and what happened was, that's right, they had a lot of Kindelach, but every time a Yingala or Medla was born in their family, he passed away. Lo yaleinu, that was very sad.
Why did Rabbi Yisrael Chaim didn't pass away?
That's a very good question. Now, whatever they did to be mevatel this gzeira that Hashem made on them didn't work. But they were not angry. What?
But they did. What's the Rabbi Shizrabbe?
Yeah, you'll find out. We're explaining the whole story about him. But they were not angry at Hashem, and they just took their pain quietly. And every time such a tragedy happened to them, they would say, Hashem Nosan, Hashem Lokach, Hashem gave him, Hashem took, and Hashem should be blessed. Yishem Hashem Averach. Now, Rabbi Yisrael Chaim and his wife had one son whose name was Simcha. And this Simcha wasn't born right after he was born, and he grew up, and he became one, and then two, and three, and four. and five, and when little Simcha, when he was 5 years old, he got sick, and even little Simcha passed away. And it was on a Friday, and Rabbi Yisrael Chaim didn't go, like he usually went on every Friday, to visit all the Chadarim and give the Kindlach candy. Instead, he had to go to the Levaya of his own son, and you can imagine how sad he was. And not only Rabbi Yisrael Chaim and his wife were sad, all the Yidden and Poizna were very, very sad about this. That's right, because everyone loved Rabbi Yisrael Chaim and his wife. And the Levaya had a lot of people came to this Levaya, all the people of Poizna, the big Gedolim, the big Lamdonim, the big Talmid Chachamim, and the simple Yidden, and everyone was there and everyone was crying. Just, I don't know about the Kindlach, but all the people, Rabbi Yisrael Chaim and his wife, they stood strong. And they accepted, no, they were good Kindlach. And they accepted the Ratzon of Hashem with love. They're the only ones that just, they understood that this is what Hashem wants and that's it. Now, on the way to the Levaya, and there was someone who joined the Levaya, and no one even noticed him. Who was he? He's an old man called Asher Yonason.
Did he come from a different place?
No, you'll figure about him. We're going to talk about him. Now, this is Asher Yonason. Everyone
he
thought...
He said that word
already. That's right. That was the Yisrael Chaim's son, which we're going to soon find out about. If you'll hear why he had that name. So this Asher Yonason, everyone thought that he was a little bit crazy.
Why did everyone think that?
You'll find out.
I asked all the kids left. Why did the rabbi invite him? What is all this about? And
You'll find out soon. And if this was not a Levaya, then there would probably be people over there. But Levaya people are serious. But if it wasn't a Levaya, there would be people who would try to laugh at him. Because he was a little crazy. He was a very old man, and from when he came to Poizna, many, many years before, he just lived in the Beis Medrash, and no one paid attention to him. He would daven with the first minion. With the first minion Vasikin, and he would right away after davening, he would climb up to the top of the shul. There was like a little attic all the way in the top of the shul. It was like just for storage, but he would go over there and he sat there. Yeah, what would you think if he saw someone living in a storage? Huh?
He only has a storage.
Because he lives in a storage.
What would you think about him?
I don't know.
That he's a little bit not so normal, a little crazy. No one knew what he did there, and no one tried to find out, no one cared about it. No one knew what he lives from, what he eats, who gives him money for parnasa, and also no one cared. He never asked, of course if he would ask for food, people would give him, but he never asked for food, he never ate in anyone's house, not even Shabbos and Yom Tov. And he never spoke to anyone.
Why?
What did he eat?
Now, if someone did, listen, what happened, if someone did try to talk to him, he just wouldn't answer. He would turn around. He would give like this look. He should like, who? He'd like give his look. And just turn around. So everyone figured that he's Rachmanis. He's a little bit mshuga and he's a little crazy and that's it. Asher Yonason was in Poizna about 50 years already. And when he came, people thought he's around 40 years old. Now, in those times...
What?
In those times, there was when this Asher Yonason came to Poizna, there was a big machlokes in the Yiddish world, a big argument. The machlokes was between a few of the goyim of Poizna, of Poland, of different of the countries in Europe against Rabbi Eliyahu Baal Shem. They were fighting against learning Kabbalah. Now Poizna, like all the other communities, was divided.
There was
two parts. Some people in Poizna learned Kabbalah. Yeah, it was a big machlokes. Some people learned, and some people were against learning Kabbalah. And no one had any idea that this strange fellow who just came to Poizna, this Asher Yonason, had had anything to do with this machlokes, which was actually a beginning of chassidus. And not a long time passed, and everyone figured and decided that this Asher Yonason is nothing but a meshuganer, meturaf, and people stopped paying attention to him. Now, suddenly, Asher Yonason was in the Levaya. He never would come out to the street. He always was in the shul. He would daven with the first minion.
How long is the Levaya? 10 days?
No, a few hours, and he would go back up. Suddenly, he's by the Levaya, but no one really paid too much attention. Hi. But no one paid any attention that the 90-year-old Asher Yonason, the Meshuganer, came down from his attic, from his little storage, and he came to the Levayev little Simcha, Yisrael Chaim's little Yingele, which was at Erev Shabbos. Now the whole Tzibur, all the people over there, which were they had a Levaya to go to, but they also had to get ready for Shabbos, no one even paid attention that he's by the Levaya. And now we're starting another chapter in the Sefer HaZichronos, chapter 122, and it's called The Tzaddik's Condition. The Levaya was moving along the streets, and it came to the Beis HaChaim, and they came to the open kever. And when they were lowering the little body of little Simcha down into the kever, all the people around were crying bitter tears. Only Yisrael Chaim and his wife, the Tati and Mami of little Simcha, they stood there quietly and they accepted Hashem's din, Hashem's mishpat, with very, very, very strong emunah. They said, "We thought that we're going to take this little yingele to the chuppah, but Hashem wanted us to take him to the kever, and we have to accept Hashem's will. Hashem nasan, Hashem lokach, Hashem gave, Hashem took back. Yehi Shem Hashem Mevarach. May Hashem's name be blessed." But there were some people by the Levaya that they were not so, their emunah was not so strong like Yisrael Chaim and his wife. And they were complaining. They said, "It's not fair. How could Hashem do such a terrible thing to such good people like Yisrael Chaim and his wife?" And suddenly, as the Levaya was going on, everyone heard an unfamiliar voice. Guess who spoke up? Someone who no one ever heard speaking ever.
No, Yisrael Chaim.
Moshe Yonason, the old man who everyone thought that he's a Meshuggah. He pushed his way through. There was a bunch of people or a circle around the caver. He pushed his way through, and he stood by the fresh caver, and he picked up his hand to make quiet. He said, Rabbi Yisai! Everyone, please listen to me. Everyone was surprised. He never spoke, and now he's speaking. So they were wondering what he's going to say. And this is what he said. He said like this: "It's about 15 years already that the Baldover, the Satan, is jealous of Rabbi Yisrael Chaim, the storeman. That was his job; he was a storekeeper, because of his good hanhaga, his behavior, and he was a very erlicha and yirei shemayim." And he was especially, the Baldover, was the Satan, was especially upset with Yisrael Chaim's minug to take care of the Yiddish Kindlach, to make sure they say Amen and Yesh Mirabba and behave themselves. And why was the Satan so upset at this? Because the Satan knows that Yiddish Kindlach, if they do what they have to do, then he's going to lose his parnasa, and the Gula will come, and all the Meisim Tovim will win over the Nishgut Zachin. So this is a story that Rabbi Yisrael Chaim, Rabbi Asher Yonason is saying. He's saying a maise. So the Satan came before the Beis Din Shalmaila and he said, "You can't just let this Yisrael Chaim do what he wants. We have to see if he really means it. And we're going to make Nisyonis. You have to let me test him to see if he's going to stay a tzaddik, even though things are very hard for him." And he said, "What do we have to do? We have to test Rabbi Yisrael Chaim with Tsar Gidul Banim to make him a lot of problems with Kindelach, that he shouldn't have Kindelach, and then that his Kindelach should pass away. And then that even he had one son, Simcha, which didn't pass away, and he should pass away at age 5. And here Rabbi Asher Yonason took a break. He needed some air, and he continued, "You should know that I'm 94 years old today."
Who?
This is Asher Yonason is saying. In 2 months, I'm passing away. And I promise that in Olam Ha'emes, I'm gonna take the Baldover who made the Satan, who made the Rabbi 94, who made the Rabbi Yisrael Chaim and his wife so much tzar and Yisurim. I'm gonna take him to the Beis Din, to the Din Torah, and I'm gonna tell Hashem that it's not fair how this Satan did such a terrible thing to such a good person. It wasn't right. And I'm gonna be Mamlitz Tov. I'm gonna tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu how Yisrael Chaim and his wife are such good people, and I'm gonna make it that Hashem is gonna give them a child, a boy, who's gonna live a long life, and he's gonna be very, very smart and talented, and he's gonna be a gadol b'Yisrael. But that's only on condition that if they name that boy after me, Asher Yonasan. And that was the end of his speech. He finished. He went away. Everyone around there was shocked. And they didn't know what to think. Is he a Meshuggah who just said a crazy story? Or maybe he's a Tzadik Nistar, who until now no one knew. And for a long time, people just stood there. They didn't know what to think. It was quiet. And even Rabbi Yisrael Chaim and his wife were just thinking. And in the end, eventually, they finished the Levaya. They buried the child, and everyone, the Avelim and the Milavim, the people that came to Levaya, all went home. And the entire Poizna, old and young, we're talking about this event. And in the meantime, like always, people added all different details that were not even true. They added the words to Asher Yonasan's speech. People said all different things. Like but what? The doesn't say exactly, but the bottom line was that there was a big argument in Poizna. Some people said Asher Yonasan is a tzaddik nister. We always knew it. He's a holy man, and he's a and what he said is going to happen. Others said, oh, he's just a meshugana. Don't take him serious. And this is and those that believed that he's a tzaddik nister already managed to make up all different moifsim, all different miracle stories about him, which were not true. Because he had nothing to do with anyone. And the people said he's a big Lamdin. And he's a, there's all different stories. But they were not really true. Because we don't know if they were true or not. But no one knew he was a
Tzadik Nister.
That was a big argument. Some people said he's a Tzadik Nister. Some people said no, he's just crazy. And it was a big argument. And it makes a shame to find out.
Maybe he
the
was
MS,
a
was he a Tzadik Nister? Or
yes,
Taka.
He was.
And so you're gonna hear Mitzvah Shem in the next chapter.